Power 904 at the party station. Power 904, power 904, power 904, power 904. Turn it up low. He knows River is in.
Unit 10.
Power at my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Out with the convoy, a black range. We pull up, gala act strange. Step with the force, you see the front page. Machiavelli style, gala move them waist. All them fi catch up, I will never left space. 904 have money till them can't erase. Fan a BBL, mama shake what you have. Go go time, baby, work for the bag. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing. He's a 10. You a fool. 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Sharp like razor gang, the pump point. Them boy, yeah, I move undercover, oink oink. No splash with me, decorate and paint. Tool in a box, nuff hammer and nail. Grab the Sylvester, rap face turn pale. Soon as them see the kid, them start act stammer. Them say, me a done but a bit crazy. Warning, pull up with the black army. Oh, I'm my station. Mixing, he's a 10. You a fool, 904 at the best. I owe that. 904 again. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence. Bad influence. Me a bad influence.
Hey, what's up? This is your girl Nala right here in the den on Power 904. Listen, some people know me as a host, a publicist, a promoter, or even the girl who pops up as a friend on your social media timeline. But at the end of the day, I am really a girl on a mission to help you grow and expand your brand just as I did mine. I never said I had all the answers, but I will go out of my way to help make your brand be exposed as big as mine. My goal isn't to be famous. My goal is to reach, build, and expand with you. Don't play with me.
What's up, you guys? This is your girl, Nala, and you are right here in the den, of course, with your favorite host. And we are right here on Power 904 representing, and I'm sitting here with an artist today by the name of...
Freshie. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Yes, Freshie. Okay, so tell the people about you. Tell us something about you that we don't know.
Something that you don't know. Outside of me being an artist, an actor, and a model, I actually trained with the USA team for bobsled and skeleton and track and field. I'm a three-time NCAA All-American for track and field and two-time national champion for track and field.
Yes, track! Okay. I remember running track back in the day. I did relays, though.
Which one?
4x4, 4x1.
Okay.
Dash. I can't do that now.
I see you.
That's what's up. Okay, so Freshie is an artist, you said, and a model. So how did you end up doing both?
So I've been actually making music since 2006, and that became just me venting. I did poetry and all of that, but being in the, I guess, the limelight in a sense, or being in the front stage, has made me start modeling a little bit more. And then getting to Charlotte, which is where I went to college, and I did my first fashion show. I did, I think, 3 fashion shows in Charlotte. And now that I've been in Atlanta, I've done about 4 of them. So
wow.
I mean, it just kind of came with the territory, but it's something different. I like doing new stuff and with different people, so it keeps me relevant.
That's what's up. Okay, so let's talk about the music. The music is amazing. Of course, I had to grab you at first. It came, got tagged in a in a post, and I'm like, who is this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit how you got into the music, what inspired you?
So like I said, it's just me starting off venting. It was more of a personal diary, how I started making music. Again, that led to the poetry, but then it became more of an artistic thing and creative thing to try to come up with different sounds, but still trying to stay as authentic to who I am as a person. So most of my music is real life shit. Can I cuss? I don't know if I can. Yeah. I can't.
But not yeah, it's, be you.
It's
who
like real life.
We want to know.
Yeah, it's like real life shit. Or in a sense, if it's not about a personal like situation, it's something that I've experienced or that my friends have experienced, and I'm telling the story through their, you know what I mean? Like, I'm telling their story or what have you, but most of it is real life, which is really relatable. And that's what I pride myself on as an overall brand, not just as an artist.
Okay. So how did you come up with the name Freshie?
Common question. So when I was in middle school, I was trying out for the basketball team in high school. And of course, I've been coming in as a freshman. So they called each other freshmen. So my name initially was Miss Freshman. And then they said Freshie for certain. Oh, you just such a freshie. Da, 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 da. So I was like, I kind of like that. Hold on, I kind of like it. And then I used it. But then once I graduated high school, they're like, well, why are you still using Freshie? But I'm like, in real life, like, you're always going to be a freshman at something. You're always learning. You're always new to something. And again, I constantly evolve like everybody else. So it's more like it's a lifestyle at that point. Like, I'm always going to be a freshie to something. And that's who I am.
Wow, that's what's up. So it sounds like you're more on a leadership role, because not the, you know, you have the leader and then you have the boss and then the manager. You're more of a leader because yeah. You stick with the bottom and constantly stay evolving around the top, which means that everybody behind you should evolve as well. So correct. How do you feel about taking on leadership roles? Like, what's something that keeps you, you know, knowing that people are behind you and they're looking up to you, of course, what keeps you in that mode and that mindset?
I think naturally I've been this way my whole life, but having the fan base that I have now, even from back in 2006, like, I was meeting people from across the world, and I have pen pals. I'm an adult now. I've met some of my pen pals from 2006 in real life now. So it's like, but we've all lived life together over the years from Bebo, MySpace, and whatever. Like, but I'm such a relatable person, and I'm a genuine person that when I meet people, it's like, bro, I've been met you before. You know what I'm saying? So the inspiration part is, every time I meet a fan, they like what I'm doing. They like who I am as a person. They like what I represent and how I'm doing it and how I carry myself. And that's across the board with my athletics. I'm a leader in that aspect, because if nobody else is going to step up, I'm going to step up. And if somebody else steps up, we're going to step up and lead these people together. Like, however, somebody got to set the example and the standard. And I believe if I'm going to do something, I'm going to give it 100%. And I'm going to stay real with it. So I don't mind being in a leadership role. It makes me feel the best. And then also, I know that I'm helping so many people. So it's just, it's natural.
Yeah, and your energy is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing. I love it. Okay, so tell me one of the most biggest obstacles you have had to face going through life, as personal and as in the industry.
Personal, I would say probably, well, it's two things, because one is very recent and one is when I was younger. When I was younger, it was obviously coming out with my family, and they were more religious than they are now. And that disconnect, like, I felt like a stranger in my own house, in a sense. Like, I felt like the relationship I was building wasn't the same relationship that I had with my parents. So I had to separate myself from my family for a while to focus on being a strong adult. And it just came into play and started working itself out. But as an adult now, I've been on social media for so long. One of the hardest challenges that I've had was the actual backlash when somebody attacks me personally and my brand personally online and what that entails. Because I've been through something, I don't even know if you know, and I don't really want to talk about that in depth, but it just became the topic. And I'm like, I'm so much more than just this one particular topic that's being skewed in a certain way. And we're not even talking about all of this anymore. Y'all are just focused on this micro detail and trying to come out of a depression and like rebuilding my confidence online and not even rebranding, but just being strong within my own brand. That was the most, because that's my artistry, that's film production, that's everything. And that's the hardest thing that I've done recently within the last 2 years. And I'm just now on the better side of it. So, yeah.
Wow, I'm so glad you talked about that and hit and miss. I am vibing with you there when you talk about that. I am dealing, or we deal with mental health a lot here at Power 904, and we try not to talk about it just once a month. This is something we try to continue talking about on a on a fair basis. And most of my friends are in or around most of this and getting through it. How do you deal with the social media part of, you know, dealing with yourself?
My platform, the foundation of my platform is different than everybody else's. Well, not everybody, but majority of the people. I don't do things for clout. I don't do things for attention. So I don't really attract a lot of trolls at all. Most people, they're just inspired by what I do and they want to uplift me anyways. So me being myself online, that's the great part. That's why I've been so good at just being on social media and having that presence. But again, that one situation showed me the negative side, and the foundation is what kept me. Like, just knowing like people can still see through the bullshit and they still know who I am because they've known me for decades at this point. And even the new people, like, hey, I don't really know you that much, but I do know this much about from you from what I've seen. And it's like, okay. So you got to weed through the negativity, because most of the negative comes from people that don't even know you personally. And the people that know you personally, that's what kept me probably strong through all of it. And my real life friends.
So if you could give encouragement to those out there who are struggling with that, which I know three of my friends right now that are struggling with that, what would you tell them? And why would you tell them that?
Struggling with the negative from social media? I would say get off of social media for about a while and hang out with your personal friends. Like, the people that really know what you went through or what you're physically going through in your real life, that is more important than anybody saying anything online. That is more important. And as long as you are honest with everybody, you're gonna get the fulfillment that you're looking for. And then come back to social media when you're ready to face the dog head on and have the confidence that I'm going to be okay regardless.
Okay. Okay. So let's talk. Let's go back to your music. So what would be your hottest song out right now? You pushing, and tell me, why is that the hottest right now?
Hottest right now that we're pushing is Sorry, which is going to be released on Friday through Empire. And that's, I think that's the post you were actually tagged in. And the reason why that's the hardest and the hottest is because, again, it's real life stuff. Like, I'm independent, I'm hard-headed, you know, I'm a little condescending, you know, toxic traits, I'll admit it. It's all a part of my imperfections. Like, that's part of the lyrics. And in real life, I'm like, this is some real stuff. This is what I'm really dealing with. I didn't know that my ex is gonna make me insecure, but you know, regardless of everything that I'm going through, like, I'm sorry for how I treated you. If you take me back, like, I'll make everything work with you. Like, that's real life stuff. And that's what people love about my brand, is the relatability. And that's why I feel like a lot of people are going to resonate with it.
That's real. That's real. And the name of it is called Sorry, correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like. So give us the process of you going through this. I know you said that this is real life stuff and this is something that, you know, you deal with and other people are dealing with as well. What was the writing process like? Or do you even write?
I do write music. So this song was, I would say, probably not the hardest one that I wrote, like as far as hard to write, but it was difficult in a sense because I didn't fully understand what I was going through in my relationship at the time, but I felt like I needed to apologize. So all I could do was look within myself and say, hey, these are my, you know, toxic traits, or here's what I'm adding to the situation. So I'll apologize to you in that aspect. But if you looked at my phone, I had like maybe 11 different songs that I was writing to still say sorry. And so to get to this point, I think she came with me to the studio and I recorded it, but I felt like Mary J. Blige, but she puts out music where it's really emotional about what she's going through. And most of the time people are heartbroken or whatever, they're going through something traumatic. That's when the greatest hits come out. But all I could do was just go in there and just give it everything that I had at that moment with the emotions that I understood at the time. Like, yeah. And the goal was to say that I'm sorry. So that's all I got to say. Like, real, raw, straight up. Like, I'm sorry for what I did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's amazing, though. Yeah, it came out beautiful. I can't wait to hear the whole song.
Thank you.
Yes, it came out amazing. So what's going on with Freshie right now? Like, what could we expect from you after today? Like, what we got?
So after today, I'm going to be releasing some. I had a media day on this past Saturday. So those photos are going to start rolling out and promotion of the single with Empire. I'm also working on a podcast/travel show called Kicking It With Fresh. And I'm basically traveling around the U.S. and reaching out to those people that I do know, and having a podcast interview with them, and then actually spending time with them in their city, and making that an episodic thing. So that's TV and audio podcasts. So that's another thing. Outside of that is more singles. I have more things coming. It's in the works. I was actually supposed to go to the studio after this interview, so I'm going to see if that's still an option. But just working, man. I'm staying very low-key. Again, based off of my last situation, it's just, I'd much rather just be quiet and just promote things when it's ready. But that's kind of where I'm at. Yeah, it's coming, though. It's coming for sure.
That's what's up. So is there a time that you ever feel like you have a hard time balancing or separating your personal life from sports versus music versus modeling?
I will say that out of the three, modeling is probably in the furthest backseat of everything. I only do it if I just want to do it, or, you know, it's never really a necessity. It's just more of a, yeah, this would be cool. Like, oh, I would love to do this, or I would love to walk in your fit or whatever. Like, it's one of those more spontaneous things for me. Sports has taken a backseat to all of entertainment, mainly because when I was in college, I lived in Charlotte for 7 years. So that's when I was in college. That's when I was training to the elite level and professional level. But then when I moved to Atlanta, I lost my entire team, the chiropractors, the physical therapists, like, because, you know, everybody's back home in Charlotte. So now that I'm in Atlanta, it's like, well, I'm here because it makes more sense for me in the entertainment world. So I actually came off the strength of my film production. And I'm a film director, a writer, script writer, all that as well. Yeah, I do a lot. So for me, like, that's kind of my bread and butter. I work full time for myself. I do videography, photography, freelance. I have contracts, I have clients, I have all this stuff. And that's what finances everything else that I want to do in my life. So the balance now is more about my relationships with my brand.
That's deep. So then that you said that, my next question is going to be big, because a lot of people struggle with that as well. Can you explain the importance of the having friendships or maintaining your friendships as you grow in the industry?
Ooh, now if you asked me this question like 6 months ago, it'd be different from today. But everybody is not meant to come with you for every chapter of your life to the capacity they were in before. Like, I love everybody that I've ever touched in my life. I really genuinely do. But the people that were in the forefront of my life, they might be in my back pocket now. I still love you. And we might talk every blue moon. There's no love lost. It's just I can't bring you here because I'm going in this direction. Also, separate is like, you are holding me back from getting here. So then it's like recognizing, like, why are things, where is the friction coming from in our relationship? And that's friendship wise, platonic wise, and or like romantic wise. Where is the friction coming from? Okay, sitting with yourself, being honest, and being like, all right, I love you so much, but I can't make these weekly meetings or these weekly lunches, or I can't be at every single thing you have going on. And if you take that personal, I don't understand that. That's on you. But I'm still going in this direction. So everybody's not meant to come. And as long as you try to bring them, when it's forcing it, it's just becoming an anchor to where you're actually trying to get, which is going to make that a lot harder.
I think that's a big thing, letting go. Yeah. We don't want to let go. It's like, no. I want to bring everybody. We supposed to move together. We supposed to work together. We supposed to always be here. Yeah. That's the hardest thing. Okay. So, all right. So the next question is, after that, friendship, what is the biggest thing that you feel about networking? Like going out, how do you feel about that?
I'm a serial networker. I talk to people that make water bottles, that make cardboard boxes. Like I love to talk to people. And most people, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, but I drive Lyft and Uber sometimes. And why I do it is to promote what I have going on, invite people to my parties or album releases or whatever, but also meet those people. Like, what do you do? Oh, that's cool. Like, all right, well, I get some of my clients from that. So it's like, I love that rideshare option because of networking. I go out, I meet people all the time, and I feel like it's important to, again, be your authentic self, because you meet people that are aligned with you, and you start to understand, too, what will work and what doesn't work for you. And that's what causes success and failure sometimes. So I think networking is like word of mouth marketing. It's the greatest tool in the world.
That's deep. Okay. So, boom. I have a wild card moment here in the den.
All right, let's do it.
Wild card. Everybody going to be like, where her wild card at? So my wild card for you is to do a 16-bar challenge with these words. You got to use Freshie. You got to use Power 904, Nala, Atlanta, and Jacksonville.
Now, you know, I don't freestyle. I don't freestyle at all. I can't. What was it?
Freshie. Your drop, basically. It's your drop. So you got to use Freshie, Power 904, Nala, Atlanta.
It's your girl, Freshie. Yeah, I'm in the den. I'm with my girl, Nala. You know that she lit. Power 904. You know what I'm with. Make sure you tune in. Hey, you know your girl lit. Come on. I don't know. Hey. I think I got three of the four.
But
know.
Listen, you have been the first person that's ever sung. So you have definitely made a difference today. So yeah, everybody will be like, how she did that? Because they really be like trying to rap, and you're like, nah, I'm not even gonna try it. I'm just gonna get out. Yes. Okay, you get cool points on that one. Cause, you know, it took it for a loop. Okay. So my last two questions for you are, if this was the last time I ever talked to Freshie, what are three big things that you would want me to remember you by, and how would I remember them?
Last time you spoke to me, what are three things that I would want you to remember me by, and how would you remember them? All right. My personality, and how you can remember that is my smile and our experience together. Like, off rip, my energy that you can feel all the way in Florida, I'm in Atlanta. So that's real. And when you meet me in person, it's still going to be here. So that's one thing. Second thing is my talent. My talent the way you run me, the improv in this, for, that's one thing. And then also me saying, like, this isn't going to be the last time you interview me. Like, this isn't going to be the last time you're going to want to interview me, because I'm literally going in the direction everything is falling in line, including talking to you, for the direction I'm supposed to be in. And then the last thing I would say is inspiration. And I would say that from any advice or any motivational thing that you personally taken from me, or that you can relate to your friends, my intellect and my insight, like, all of that comes into my inspiration. So hopefully you have been inspired by me. Hopefully you are a real fan of mine now. But yeah, those would be my three things.
Okay, okay. I love it. So the last question, last big question, I'm pulling another wild card. We're going out with a bang. So I see a style in you, but I don't want to say it. I want to know where your mindset would be. If you could put yourself in any sitcom right now.
Sitcom.
Who would it be, and who would the people that would be in the sitcom?
I could put my, so if I can create a show, who would I put in the show? Chris Brown.
Oop. You got another brownie points, girl. You might have just wanted to cover the whole magazine.
Chris Brown for sure. Who else? Who else? Who else? Kiki Palmer. How many people I got to give you?
How many people you want in there? And what would the name of it be? We got to get the name of it. Like, what would you name your sitcom?
Chris Brown, Kiki Palmer. I low key would have Kevin Hart for my own personal reasons. Matt Rife, I don't know if you know him, but he's a comedian. Mama D.
Oh my God. Okay. It's your show. We finna get cussed out.
And my I low key would also put Drake in there, for real, for real. I'll put Drake in there. Because Drake is, he's funny, but he's not funny funny, but he like corny funny. So, yeah. So I would put also
him in there. And what would we name it?
We would name it, what the fuck?
I can hear Kevin Hart saying that. Yes.
Yeah, yes. My main cast would be me, Chris Brown, Kiki Palmer, and Kevin Hart, 100%.
I love it. Yes, that'll be so cool. That's funny. We're going to tag them people when we post this interview.
All right, let's do it.
All right. So if you can perform anywhere in the world right now, why?
If I could perform anywhere in the world right now, and why? It would have been One Music Fest this past year. In Atlanta. Yep. That's what I would say. Say what?
It's coming again, right?
Yeah, but right now it'll be One Music Fest. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell the people where they can find you at.
So y'all can find me on all platforms at Freshie Official. That's FreShie Official. Literally everywhere. And you can stream my album For My Fans on all streaming platforms. Same name, Freshie. So yeah, that's where you can find me at.
All right, you guys, you heard it here first right here in the den with your girl Nala on Power 904. Stay tuned.
Peace.
Yay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey everybody, it's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.
Turn it in and get your cookie dough. Turn it in and get your cookie dough. Again. Bend it over. Drop it low. Pick it up real slow.
gone and poke it out. Start to shake it now. Shake your money maker, you know what I'm talking about. Got them standing round, pockets on tsunami. Throwing money up every time you go to drop it. She so bad, how you know she always the toppy. And I love the way she move, that's why I always watch it. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty, I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you.
I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
I wanna see you.
Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
She no dancer, she like twerking. Hit the club after work with her friends. All baddies, will they dance? Do it gladly. They got money, they buy their own bottles. Whole clique bad, they like supermodels. Keep it classy, can't get nasty. Hit the floor, started spazzing. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. Little booty, big booty, we like all booties. I wanna see you. Little booty, big booty, I like all booties. Little booty, the big booties, we like all booties. I wanna see you.
I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. I like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
I wanna see you.
Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it. Like the way she wobble it, pick it up and drop it.
The hottest indie spot.
When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. It's been waiting for you. When you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. No matter the day or time, no matter if it's day. Time is a good time. Toss and a turn in and I can't get you out of my mind.
Thinking about me like I'm thinking about you.
And if the mood is right, baby, you can slide through.
There ain't nothing to be afraid of.
Baby, we both been lonely enough. Spark up a blunt and pour a drink up.
Off your mind.
I just be you and I spending quality time.
All you gotta do is stop by, my love will be waiting, be much appreciated. Yeah,
when you gonna stop by for love? Cause it's been waiting for you. Cherry blossom perfume so sweet,
sweet,
perfect for me. I'm an open book, get to know me. Is if you wanna show me, no sweat, baby, I'm open now. Yeah. Soft kiss on your shoulder, baby. When I look into your eyes, I see the stars.
So can it surprise me?
How do we like it? We ain't gotta go nowhere. Love you round the clock in the area. Don't hesitate to stop by.
You are currently in the den.
I'm not the same, they not changing, I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the how I go from deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from drowning deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. It was a white boy with a gold grill from the south side on Battle Creek. Cool dude, and Mr. Test, and he do it for the 15. Somewhere between the deuce and the light at the next street. I thought about how good God been and how far he done brought me. So I'm riding around and I'm getting it. Bank account for 2 visits. Lights on and we eating. Good health and I blinking. That's when I start thinking. About the time when I blew it. Chose wrong and I knew it. That's when it got too mad. Seen things change, cause I changed things. Talked to God and got the formula. Half the struggle I was really in was called no idea what I'm doing. Took a lot of prayer for determination. Pump a pile for the extra flavor. Took a bunch of L's, never let it break. Thought my own lane never started breaking. Got a Hemi engine, catch a head in me. Got a sound like a thousand bumblebees. Run off oatmeal and the belly made his little Chick-fil-A and the God in me. Wait a minute, it's a Jesus in it. It's a change, AJ. How you transform? Check the resume, I'm being proud, but I like to transform. I'm not the same, they not changing. I know how I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making waves in the ocean. How I go from grinding deep to making
waves in the ocean.
Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Change your boy like Stephon from Steve Hurt. Okay, now boy, I'm feeling splendid. Need me some suspenders. Piped up, 3 stripes up, and these pants drop, I'm gon' split them. I'm the same T, but a new me, version 2 if you ain't get it. The old me like the views, the butt in the back. But now HD in my pitch. See, I realize that the real eyes can't be seen without real eyes. Some real ties to some real guys, got a real clear in my real mind. Time it's a real life with a real guy, but the real part, it's real hard. Time the real facts, if this got up, then ain't nothing can hold me back. I don't understand my sauce, catch up and must it be pleased. Must the way that I be getting blessed, you think I had a disease. I just be coming out of me. I guess my face gotta leak. Call it that, I chew a bit. Now what you do for a sneak?
Listen. Right. Maybe it's too wavy and the surfing ain't your vibe. Maybe you do some rap because tanning ain't your life. Don't mess with my feng shui. I just got it feeling right. My light work is light work. Keep the shade and let me shine.
I'm not the same, they not changed, and I know it. How I go from drowning deep to making waves in the ocean. Yeah, got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel. Got to change your boy like Stephon from Steve Urkel.
Now that's dope.
Finish late. I kinda wanna make a tape. 34 with 3 D's, they ain't
everybody. It's your girl Nala right here from Nala's Den, and you're riding out to the 10-Minute Indie Spotlight Show right here on Power 904. Don't play with me.